Welcome to American Indian Living, a program developed by the Native Education and Health Initiative to improve and enhance the health of people throughout the Native communities. American Indian Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he's ready today to help you learn more about your health. Here's Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today we're looking at a fascinating topic on American Indian Living. It's the topic of pets and the health benefits of companion animals. What's so fascinating about the show is that we've actually brought it back to life from our archives. We're doing some special things in the summer of 2012. We're featuring some of our older live call-in talk show format programs. Those of you that have been listening to American Indian Living for many years realize that when we first launched the broadcast, it was indeed just that, a live call-in talk show. We're now on a number of networks, and the current distribution system we have, as well as the format of one of those networks, does not allow us to air live call-in shows. But we're doing this special bit of programming both because of the value of those shows that we've not aired for many years because of the difference in format, but also because we're trying to emphasize something. American Indian Living, beginning in the summer of 2012, is trying to make the show more interactive. You say, well, how do you do that if you don't have a live call-in format? Well, we do it by offering to you our toll-free number. And you can call in at any time. Operators are on duty waiting for your calls, and you give them your questions. And then in future American Indian Living shows, we hope to answer those questions. Either I'll tackle them myself, or we'll have one of our featured guest experts handle your questions. If you don't have that number handy, it's the one we've been giving out on the show for many years. Same toll-free number. It's 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. So, of course, if you call that number, you'll get somebody. You can call in a question, but you won't be able to participate on today's show because, like I said, it's coming from our archives. Well, with that background, we're going to jump in to that pre-recorded show. It features Mayo Clinic oncologist Dr. Edward Cregan. Dr. Cregan is still at the Mayo Clinic as he was some 8 years ago when he initially recorded this broadcast with us. It was actually live at the time, as you'll see. Dr. Cregan has some fascinating insights that will give you some greater appreciation for those animals that you share your homes with. At least some of you do. Some fascinating statistics, fascinating insights, and again, part of a special summer of visiting some of our best live call-in talk shows that have aired on American Indian Living, encouraging you to interact with us. Pick up the phone, give us a call. Again, that number, 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673, and we hope to take your questions on a later show. With that background, we now go to the archives and to my introduction of the subject as it was given back in 2004, followed by my interaction with Dr. Edward Cregan of the Mayo Clinic. Enjoy and hopefully be inspired to give us a call with your own questions.
Today's program is especially focused on looking at the animal kingdom, looking at everything from birds to fish to dogs and cats. And we're going to be interested in your feedback when it comes to today's program. Many of you listening today have very close connections with animal life. It's very interesting if you look historically at how animals were related to prior to European contact. You know, today many people growing up in America, at least in certain parts of the country, see animals as a commercial part of their existence. And this is not a disparaging comment. It's a comment that's based on reality, based on fact. Even many Native Americans today have their source of livelihood linked to animal husbandry, whether it's sheep herding, whether it's cattle, whether it's other animals that are being raised today in America by both First Nation peoples and peoples of other backgrounds. Many individuals today, their primary contact with the animal kingdom is through that setting. Now, what's so interesting historically in this continent is that Native Americans historically, although they may have had animals, did not seem to raise animals as a commodity for their meat or for their milk. But what we've got that's exciting today is the positive things that animals can bring into your life, and we're not talking about eating them. We've got Dr. Ed Cregan with us from the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Cregan, it's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you very much, David. Wonderful to be here.
Now, you're a cancer specialist, right?
Yes.
An oncologist, and a lot of people may be wondering already why we've got a cancer specialist on to talk about the value of animals in our lives. Doesn't that seem like a strange connection to some people that you meet?
No.
No?
Let me tell you about an epiphany that I had almost 25 years ago.
Please do that.
And I'll share with you the Reader's Digest version of the story. About a quarter of a century ago, at 3 o'clock in the morning, we admitted to one of our hospitals a dreadfully ill gentleman with advanced cancer.
Hmm.
And as his sensorium cleared, and as he became better, he made it clear to us he wanted to get home to spend his remaining time with Max.
Huh.
Now, a quarter of a year, a century ago, we thought that Max was a wife, a partner, a child, or
uh-huh.
a nephew. In fact, Max was a 120-pound German Shepherd.
Hmm.
So his reason for being, the catalyst for his wellness, was his pet.
Wow.
And what I now do in the Mayo Clinic record is write down the name of the pet so that when Mrs. Jones returns for a cancer checkup, emotionally charged, how's Tofu, how's Fido, how's Reggie, completely changes the demeanor of the relationship.
Huh.
So pets provide purpose and meaning for many, many citizens.
I mean, this is fascinating because, you know, we were talking a little bit before we got fully connected here with you, you know, about some of the different ways that people have viewed animals throughout history. And today for urban Indians as well as urbanites of all backgrounds, the primary connection they have with the animal kingdom is often their pets.
Yes. And, you know, many people have stated, Gandhi most eloquently, that a nation will be judged by the way it treats its animals.
Hmm.
A nation will be judged by the way it treats its animals.
Now, you, Dr. Cregan, have seen the power of animals and pets in the lives of your patients. You've seen how they bring meaning and purpose to life. What happens when someone is diagnosed with cancer and maybe in the course of exploring the medical history, you find out this person has never had a connection with a companion animal? Is that something that raises any concerns in your mind?
It raises an opportunity. And based upon the patient's physical qualifications, I often raise the issue, have you ever thought of bringing into your life a bird, a fish, a cat, a dog? Now, admittedly, if grandma weighs 80 pounds, for her to go out and buy a 200-pound St. Bernard is not prudent.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell you from the literature and from my own experience that this transforms the lives of many patients because the focus is driven off of themselves and their illness into another creature which depends on them for its life.
Now, how about people that are in closely knit social environments, whether they're people living on a reservation with lots of family contact? Some people have speculated that, the pets are of most value if someone is very isolated. Is this true, or is there special advantage even if you have lots of close connections?
I think there are enormous advantages even if one is in a supportive community such as on a reservation, because the animal provides unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. No matter who we are, no matter what we've done, Lassie will be there, Rin Tin Tin will be there,
mm-hmm.
whereas people often are not there for us in times of adversity. The animal's love is unconditional.
No, I mean, that's an excellent point. And, it's, you know, animals are really amazing that way, aren't they? I mean, they'll put up with so much.
Yes. And regardless of who we are, some of us are not nice people.
Mm-hmm.
But yet when we come home, maybe I have not gotten the Nobel Prize. Maybe you have not gotten the Pulitzer Prize. But that dog or a cat is there for you 24/7.
Just the same as if you'd won the award.
Absolutely.
Now, Dr. Cregan, there is always naysayers when it comes to anything. And, you know, there are people out there saying that, you know, all this business about pets and health is overblown. But you've looked at the research on this. You've done research yourself. You've seen the effect in your own patients. If we were to step away from cancer just for a minute, many people are tuning in today. And what kind of benefits do we find scientific evidence for that pets can bring into our lives?
David, you may remember the movie, as many of our listeners, called Jerry Maguire. And the mantra of the movie was, show me the money. And in medical terminology, that means show me the data.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have in front of me a number of refereed papers in scientific papers, and here's one, for example, that shows...
Now, before we get into this, now, for some of our listeners, they say, what's a refereed paper? What is...
Good point. This is a paper that has been reviewed by critics. It's been reviewed by scientific authors for its value and its authenticity.
So this isn't being put out by pet store owners without
exactly.
anyone looking over their shoulders.
Exactly. It's not being put out by a dog food company, for example.
Okay.
It's being put out by an established medical journal. And here's one paper which clearly shows that one of the most significant factors for surviving a heart attack is having a pet in your life.
Wow.
We also know that the quality of life and the length of life is greater for individuals who have pets than for those who do not have pets.
Wait, you think people live longer if they have pets?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is like a few weeks or a few months, or do we know how much time it is?
At least a number of months longer when people have pets in their lives.
Wow.
We also know that among individuals with Alzheimer's disease, if they eat in the presence of an aquarium, they have greater weight gain and more caloric intake than if they eat in isolation. So, as our listeners know, we need nature in our lives or we perish.
Mm-hmm. And that connection with nature for many people is not available walking out the doors of their apartment onto the busy urban street, but it
right.
is available with the pets in their home.
Yes. And look how many apartment dwellers have plants on their windowsills. Look how many office workers have plants in their cubicles.
Hmm.
And as a public speaker, I often ask the audience, how many of you have pets? Up go the hands, and everybody smiles.
Huh.
I then say, how many of you have wives or partners or husbands? Very few people smile.
Huh.
And we now know in America today, twice as many homes have pets as have children. 60% of all households have a pet. Only 30% of homes have children.
That's an amazing statistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so pets are really, for many people, the warmest contact that they have with another living creature.
Absolutely. And many of my veterinarian friends tell me that grandma's link to the outside world is that dog or a cat. And when the dog or the cat passes away, we can predict that grandma's exit may not be far behind.
I'm Dr. David DeRose, and that's Dr. Ed Cregan talking with us about animals and health and what it can do for you. We've got a lot more coming up on today's edition of American Indian Living. I want you to stay tuned. A lot more opportunities and an opportunity for you to interact on future shows. Don't go away. I'm Dr. DeRose.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Today's American Indian Living radio program is sponsored in part by Wimar Center of Health and Education. Located in the foothills of Northern California's Sierra Mountains, Wimar is home to the residential New Start Lifestyle Program that helps people of all races address diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and related conditions. To further assist Native Americans with their health, Wimar produces a wealth of free resources that can be accessed on their website at newstartclub.com. To learn more about how Wimar can change your life, you can call 1-800-525-9192. The number again is 1-800-525-9192. Or you can access them on the web at newstartclub.com. Again, that's newstartclub.com.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today we have our special guest, Dr. Edward Cregan, with us. Dr. Cregan is an oncologist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. He deals with cancer patients, and yet he is not someone who is, actually, I'll be honest with those of you that don't know any oncologists, oncologists are often some of the most optimistic people that I know. They're not people that give up. They always see hope in difficult situations. And Dr. Cregan, it seems that part of that hopeful outlook in your situation has to do with the healing value of animals.
Oh, without question, David. We now know that if you stroke a dog or a cat, if you groom a horse, we can measure in your blood chemicals which boost the immune system. We can measure chemicals like phenylephrinamine, endorphins, enkephalins, oxytocin. These are chemicals that produce a feeling of wellness and peace and serenity. So we now know when you have that dog or a cat, the feeling of wellness that you get is not magic. It's not make-believe, but it can be measured in your bloodstream.
Well, there's part of this message that I don't know how good this is, because I used to think that I was doing, you know, our dog and cat a favor when they'd come to me, you know, I'd be petting them. But you're telling me it's probably helping me more than it is them, huh?
Oh, absolutely. So when you rescue that dog or a cat from a shelter, or you bring that little furry creature into your life, are you saving his life? Maybe. That he or she is clearly giving you the gift of longevity.
Amazing. Dr. Cregan, before our break, we were talking about the scenario that many older people often find themselves in, and that is they're getting up in years, and depending on who the person is, that age may differ. But let's say someone is approaching their 90th birthday, and they've had that German Shepherd for 12 years. It's a big dog, it's kind of challenging, but they love that animal, but they say, you know what, when Max dies, that's going to be it. No more pets for me, it's just too much work. What is your response to someone in that kind of situation?
David, I often say, it ain't over till it's over. Yogi Berra said that. And a matter of fact, about an hour ago, I visited with a woman who was 88, with a serious cancer problem, and she just bought a new Buick.
Whoa.
So the moral of the story is that the optimists always do better than the pessimists.
Uh-huh.
I don't want doom and gloom. So for that 90-year-old, if they say, gee, should I go out and buy a new set of golf clubs or bring that pet into my life, I would say absolutely yes.
So the bottom line is don't worry about your own health and whether you'll be there or not to take care of the animal. Go ahead and get another dog, get another cat. But you may want to think maybe of a smaller dog.
Yes, absolutely, David. And every one of our listeners knows the situation where grandma or grandpa was given 6 months to live and grandma outlives her doctor. I can recall one patient that was told 25 years ago, pick out a good blue suit and six pallbearers. Five of the six pallbearers are dead. The doctor's in a nursing home, and the patient still has the same blue suit. So,
oh, so they actually did buy the blue suit, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Huh. So it ain't over till it's over, and no expert can predict how long any one of us will be on this planet.
So you've been telling us some fascinating things about pets, you know, how they can help people with Alzheimer's disease who are, you know, losing their appetite to eat better, how they
yes.
have stress-relieving properties, how they can help our heart. You know, sometimes, though, people say, look, I'm healthy, I'm doing fine, I've got a very busy life, I simply don't have time for animals. They're fine, but I don't have time for them. I mean, is that an okay decision at times in people's lives, or does that worry you?
I think it's an okay decision, David, but I think it has to be made with some consequences. Because if we don't be proactive, if we don't take charge of our lives, we're missing some wonderful opportunities of enrichment. And the saddest words of tongue or pen, I'll never know how good I could have been. And the quality of our lives can be made even better when we bring a creature into our lives.
Now, Dr. Cregan, you speak throughout the country, throughout the world on this subject, and there are certain things that you find really engage the audience. I mean, we have the opportunity today for this show to be interactive, for people to call in, and especially, you know, if they've got questions. I don't know, do you feel like there are certain issues that come up when you're speaking, when you're working with your patients, that people have questions or misconceptions about that you'd like to invite our listeners to call in?
Oh, by all means. David, one overarching issue that I hear over and over again, and this was driven home by the tragic death of Mr. Kennedy many years ago off the coast of Long Island in the plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
He had a number of wonderful dogs, and the issue is, who was going to take care of the pets now that he was killed and his wife was killed in the plane crash? So what I hear from many patients is this loving bond with the animal, but an aching concern, when my time in this world is over, who will take care of my pets? And that's where an attorney or some legal advisor needs to get involved so that the animal is appropriately cared for. That's the biggest issue that I hear from patients and families. Who takes care of Fido when I'm no longer here?
And if they do enter into that process with an attorney, is it usually something that everyone can have a satisfactory result with?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, my wife and I have a wonderful individual who's a good friend of our family, and we asked this individual, Rita, if something should happen to us, will you take our two dogs and a cat? And she said yes, and that's all that needs to be done. A simple letter is sent to the attorney. Otherwise, it can become a really contentious issue, who gets the pets.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Edward Cregan of the Mayo Clinic. He is speaking about the value of pets. We'd like to hear from you today on today's edition of American Indian Living. If you've got questions about animals, questions about your pets. Now, Dr. Cregan is not a veterinarian, so we don't want to put him on the spot with anything too difficult with diagnosing or treating an animal. I don't think you want to practice veterinary medicine, do you? But we will be interested to hear his perspectives on issues that you have relating to health and your pets. Maybe you have concerns about some illnesses that you're facing, maybe some serious things going on in your lives, and you have concerns about whether a pet is someone that you want to bring into your life right now. What kind of a pet would be a good choice? Dr. Cregan deals with these issues all the time. Maybe you're thinking of a family member, a loved one, who seems to be kind of dwindling away, regardless of whether it's a diagnosis of diabetes, maybe it's cancer, congestive heart failure. I don't know what the problem is, but you're wondering if you can make a difference somehow. Could maybe the gift of a pet be something helpful? You're wondering about that. Give us a call at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'd like to hear from you. And if you're a little bit shy about going on the air, we have a special opportunity for you. All you've got to do is pick up the phone line and call in to our toll-free number and leave your question with one of our helpful operators at the Life Talk Radio Network. We have special operators just waiting for your call. They'll pass along your question to us. We've actually got some of those questions that you've been calling into. Some of you a little bit shy about going on the air. We're going to go to those in just a minute. But let me give you the number one more time. It's 1-800-775 and then the word hope. 1-800-775-4673.
This is Dr. DeRose. Stepping away from the recording that we're playing, for those of you who are just joining us, we're actually tapping back into the archives of American Indian Living, listening to one of our older live call-in talk shows. We're going to go back to Dr. Cregan in just a minute, but I want to let you know, if you're just listening, that 1-800 number is the very number you want to call, but you won't be able to interact with me or Dr. Cregan today. But still take a note of that 1-800 number because we're wanting to hear from you. That's one of the reasons we're playing these archives with that interactive component. We're wanting to get some of your questions so that in future shows, we can address the very things that you're concerned about. Again, that number, 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. We're going to go back now to our dialogue with Dr. Edward Cregan of the Mayo Clinic.
Dr. Cregan, we've got a couple of questions coming in. One of them here is, do some pets pose health risks because of germs or bacteria?
Okay, excellent question. If the patient has a damaged immune system from certain kinds of cancers, under that circumstance, the pet may pose a risk. But again, that's an extraordinarily rare situation, and the best way to handle this is to have your doctor pose the question. If I bring the dog or the cat into the house, will that pose a risk? But in general, that applies to a minority of individuals.
We're just breaking away from the pre-recorded live show was done some years ago on American Indian Living to remind you that you are listening to a show that was recorded some time ago, and we're doing it to remind you about some new opportunities for you to interact with American Indian Living. We're going to be coming back to some points from Dr. Cregan as we close out this segment, and then we're going to have a lot more coming up in today's show on pets, animals, and your health. But remember, the whole purpose of featuring some of these great shows that we did in the live call-in format in the past is because we want to hear from you. We want you to pick up the phone. We want you to give us a call, whether it's during this show or after it. We want to take those questions and handle them in future editions of American Indian Living. Some final points from Dr. Cregan before we close out this segment. Stay tuned for more after that as well.
And I mean, here we're talking with a cancer specialist, and if anyone's seeing patients whose immune systems are down, I mean, that's what's happening with many of your cancer treatment therapies, right?
Yes. David, what we are also seeing now is that many patients insist that when I'm in the hospital, I want to have my dog or cat visit me. Now, maybe this will be on the porch, maybe it'll be in the lobby, but that animal is part of my family, and that animal needs to be included in my illness.
We're talking with Dr. Edward Cregan of the Mayo Clinic about pets. We've got some of your calls coming in. We're going to be taking more of your calls, talking more about how animals can make a difference in your life in a very positive way. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We'll be back with our second half of American Indian Living in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for more.
American Indian Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
America's veterans have served our country in both war and peace.
It's because of people like you that we are free.
My class was learning about war and how hard it is.
I wanted to do something to let them know how I feel.
Now there is a way to thank them for helping keep America free. Log on to thankyouveterans.org and type a personal message of thanks.
Dear Dad, I've recently come to understand how important your service to America was, and I just wanted to say thank you.
there are 26 million veterans living in America today, from World War II to Afghanistan and Iraq.
We carry our experiences inside. It's nice to have someone say thanks.
Let a veteran know you appreciate their service. Log on to thankyouveterans.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is the Duchess of York. What's really important in your life? It's your family and your friends. But isn't it also your health? People who are overweight or obese are at a greater risk for illnesses such as cancer. Check your BMI or body mass index. The lower the number, the lower the risk. So lose weight in a healthy way. You'll lower your BMI number. Now, isn't that important? Visit the website of the American Cancer Society at www.cancer.org. You and your family and friends will be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to American Indian Living. If you missed some of the discussion, CD copies of today's show are available. CDs of previous broadcasts are also available. Our email address is AmericanIndianLiving@lifetalk.net. CD requests and comments can also be communicated by phone at 1-800-775-4673. That's 1-800-775-4673. Stay with us for the second half of today's program.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to the second half of American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today's special topic, pets and health. Our special guest, Dr. Ed Cregan of the Mayo Clinic, has been walking us through this topic. We are taking your questions. We've got callers waiting to come on. If you've got questions or comments or stories about your pets, we'd love to hear them. 1-800-775-4673. We're going to go to Washington State right now to a listener there, to Becky. Becky, welcome to American Indian Living.
Hello. Thank you.
Wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Becky.
I can hear you great.
Yes.
Go ahead with your question.
Oh, okay. I have an uncle who's in his almost mid-80s, and he used to have his wife died, and he's just wanted to die ever since. Anyway, he's had a couple of pets, and they both have died, a cat and a dog. And he keeps saying, no, he doesn't want any more. It's been maybe a little over a year. And he's just, like, so sad. And he's not saved either, and I'm trying to get that part through to him. But he just says he doesn't want a pet, and I know it would cheer him up. And I don't know whether we should just get one and have all this neutering spayed and all that done and just take it out there or what, because he says no.
Becky, let me make you a guarantee. Let me make you a promise. If you share with your uncle an appropriate pet, a small dog or preferably a cat, and if you assure him that he will have some help as the animal transitions into his life, you will transform your uncle's life. I've seen this happen over and over again. We need community. We need connectedness. And here's a gentleman who lost his life partner, his wife, and lost other pets. So the appropriate pet, without question, has the ability to restore his vitality and his joy of living.
Well, now, do you think it would be better to give him a kitten or an adult cat?
I would say an adult cat, simply because cats are easily trainable. You give them a litter box, some food and some water, and lots of love, and they will return that love to your uncle's soul.
Yes. Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck now, Becky.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call, Becky. Bye-bye. You know, there are a few places where you can go to get such expert advice so inexpensively. Dr. Cregan, we're not charging anything for
no.
callers, right?
No.
It's free to call in. The show is called American Indian Living, but we're here for you regardless of whether your roots are in indigenous culture, First Nation background, or whether you are a recent immigrant to this country or somewhere in between, this show is really for you. It's about the value, the healing power in nature and in creation. That's our focus today, and in these special creatures that we're looking at, these companion animals. Dr. Edward Cregan, an oncologist at Mayo Clinic. Before we go back to your questions, let me give you that phone number once more, because some of you want to get those questions in now. We know how it is. Many times you're thinking someone else is going to ask that important question, save you from calling in. Don't think that. Give us a call before we run out of time. It's 1-800-775, and then the word HOPE, 1-800-775-4673.
This is Dr. David DeRose just breaking into the stream of the discussion here in the show, letting you know that if you're just tuning in, this is a pre-recorded program, so don't get overly excited about interacting with us live. This is a show that is being re-aired in the summer of 2012, and it's being re-aired to help recapture, rekindle that spirit of dialogue on American Indian Living. We don't have the capacity for live call-in interaction, but we still do have that very same 800 number that is available. We have people that I'm told, now it's out of my purview, but I'm told that there are actually people that operate that phone line 24/7. So if you want to pick up the phone, call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. You can pass along a question that we can then answer on a future edition of American Indian Living. With that little bit of background, we're going to go back to my dialogue with Dr. Cregan on the subject of pets and health.
But before we go back to some of the questions you're calling in with, either live like Becky did, or just passing them along to our operators, Dr. Cregan, you shared with me during the break about some resources. People want more information about pets and health. You've got a couple of website suggestions where people can go.
Yes, David. I think there are two simple websites that I would share with our listeners. One would simply be www.mayoclinic, MayoClinic.com. And the other would be Google, Google, and simply put in pets and health, and a cascade of information will become available.
And Dr. Cregan, are you saying the same with the Mayo Clinic site? If I type in pets and health, I'm going to get all kinds of information
there? Yes, exactly.
And is some of that information material that you've collected and gathered?
Yes, and it's also information from other concerned physicians as well.
Very good. So either mayoclinic.com or just going to the internet search engine Google are two great places to start if you've got questions about pets and health. We've also got Dr. Ed Cregan right here on American Indian Living at 1-800-775-4673. We're taking your questions. The lines are open. Ed, we're going to go to a caller who called in to our studio, did not want to come in on the air.
Yes.
But they asked this question. I'm sure you've heard this one before. Are some pets better than others regarding cleanliness?
I think that in general, if we look at the cleanest of pets, I think one would have to go with the cat. Cats are tidy characters. Obviously, the dog requires walking, requires grooming. I think the expense might be higher with some dogs. So I think that the feline, the cat, would be an excellent choice when it comes to an issue of cleanliness.
Now, how does some, you know, these animals, dogs and cats, I mean, it's very easy for people to feel a close emotional bond with. You mentioned earlier in the show, in the connection of Alzheimer's disease, you mentioned fish. Do you find people develop a warm bond with fish?
Absolutely. If many nursing homes now have aquariums, many dentists' offices have aquariums, and there's almost a hypnotic quality of watching fish swim. So the fish and the bird can provide great comfort to many individuals.
Now, do people actually name their fish and have feel like they connect with the fish, knows them or understands things? Is there that kind of bond, or is it more just feeling a connectedness more with nature in general? Has anyone
looked
at that?
I think it would be more the latter, feeling a connectedness with nature. And I've often shared with skeptics, would you rather eat your lunch staring at an asphalt driveway or rather eat your lunch looking at flowers or a garden? Uh-huh. I think our nature drives us to find nature in our lives.
I want to talk with you a little bit more about this subject of pets and cleanliness and why some people are concerned about it. But if you've got questions about specific pets in your life, maybe in the lives of others, you're wondering about whether a pet's appropriate in view of some things that someone is dealing with in life. We've heard from others raising that question. Maybe you've got a success story that some of our listeners need to hear today about how a pet made a difference in your life. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Dr. Cregan, a little bit more about this. You know, people often ask this question, and depending on where you're at and who the person is, of course, but they're concerned about this issue of cleanliness. Where do, you know, some of these other pets fit into that spectrum, like birds and fish? Where do you kind of put them in the process of care?
Well, certainly there's no question that fish are a low-maintenance pet, but uh-huh. birds are not. And one needs to keep in mind that I understand that the parrot that Winston Churchill had as a pet is still alive today.
Wow.
So we need to keep in mind that some pets may well outlive their owners, and we just have to plan accordingly for the proper transfer of the care of that animal. But birds, the parakeet and the canary, certainly are labor intensive. And if a person is old, has poor eyesight, has arthritis, it may be difficult to handle some of these animals.
Very good points. Now, one of the things that that comes up sometime when we speak about pets and companion animals, a lot of times people say, well, this is all well and good. You know, it was fine when I had that human companion with me. They were the one that took care of the animal. I said, listen, it's fine. I love to, pet animals and all, but I'm just, I've gotten to the point where I can't remember things. I have a hard enough time remembering my medicine. I'm afraid, actually, if I have a pet that I'll forget to feed it or give it the care that it needs. Are those realistic concerns? I mean, you've heard people express those.
Oh, absolutely, David. And I think, one of the cardinal rules in medicine is to respect the autonomy and the wishes of the patient. Mm-hmm. And if a patient is adamant that it is not a good fit for a pet in their life, I think that concern needs to be honored and acknowledged. But I think we need to explore why an individual would not want to open their lives and their souls to another creature.
I mean, do you do that typically in your history or your assessment of your patients?
Yes. If there's a real resistance, I try to offer the pros and the cons and explain some of the stories of how people's lives were transformed by the energy and the vitality and the meaning and purpose that an animal can generate for us.
Do you mind sharing with our listeners a story of someone who really was seemed pretty set against having a pet and then open their hearts up to an animal and it transformed their experience?
Absolutely, David. Let me share with you the father of one of my best friends. And let's call him Frank for the sake of discussion. Uh-huh. Frank and his wife had been married for 60 years. A year ago, April, his wife dies.
Wow.
For the year following his wife's death, Frank became a recluse. No hunting, no fishing, no bridge, lost weight, obviously depressed. His daughter says, look, you're killing yourself, you're killing me, we're going to the pound. And Frank said, forget it, I'm not going to the pound. And his daughter said, look, I'm going to break your head, you're coming with me to the pound. They got a little dog named Barkley.
Uh-huh.
They're leaving the pound, Barkley's in the front seat, Frank is driving. Frank passes Walmart. He says, Mary, you stay in the car. I'm going into Walmart. An hour later, Frank returns with two shopping carts. There's a bed for Barkley. There's cookies for Barkley. There's a collar for Barkley. There's a bracelet for Barkley. Frank is now dying of cancer of the pancreas. That Whoa. Dog sleeps with Frank day after day after day. That's a success
tremendous story.
Yes.
We do have more folks calling in. We're going to be going to those of you that are on hold in just a moment. Others of you that have questions or comments, your last chance. We're moving into our final segment of American Indian Living, talking with Dr. Ed Cregan of the Mayo Clinic. We'll be back with more in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for more on American Indian Living.
Today's American Indian Living radio program is sponsored in part by Weimar Center of Health and Education. Located in the foothills of Northern California's Sierra Mountains, Weimar is home to the Residential New Start Lifestyle Program that helps people of all races address diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and related conditions. To further assist Native Americans with their health, Weimar produces a wealth of free resources that can be accessed on their website at newstartclub.com. To learn more about how Weimar can change your life, you can call 1-800-525-9192. The number again is 1-800-525-9192. Or you can access them on the web at newstartclub.com. Again, that's newstartclub.com.
With nerves of steel, with incomparable courage, with fierce determination, with uncompromising resolve, the men and women of the United States Armed Forces go forth. And wherever and whenever they go, the USO will be there to touch their spirit, to comfort them, to remind them, to simply and heartfully thank them for the extraordinary gift they give us all. Until every brow is soothed and every hand is held, until every battle's won and every song is sung, until everyone comes home. Find out more about the USO and how you can help at uso.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose with Dr. Edward Cregan of the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Cregan has been walking us through some of the benefits, some of the encouraging stories of how pets can transform your life. We've got a number of you that have called in and others that are still wanting to be a part of the show. We welcome your calls. Jot down that number, 1-800-775-HOPE. We're going to a listener in Tennessee right now, to Loretta. Loretta, welcome to American Indian Living.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you. I have a question. I have a sweet friend that just lost a dog. She had two dogs and a cat.
Mm-hmm.
She'd like to replace this one dog, but the other dog she has, I believe, is part wolf and part Rottweiler.
Wow.
Yes. And she said
wow.
This, and she's been having some problems with this dog, kind of regressing and some other problems. And she said that she doesn't think that bringing in some puppies, and she's thinking about getting two, might work with her present dog.
Yes.
And she's at a loss as to exactly what to do.
Yeah, Loretta, I think this would be a very explosive situation. I think the wolf breed cross can be very protective, very territorial, very predatory.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be very concerned about introducing into that environment a vulnerable animal such as a puppy. And I think this is where professional guidance from a veterinarian really would be appropriate. I think I'd be very uneasy about introducing another small animal into a situation like this.
Well, I guess her question is, well, she really doesn't want to have to put the dog to sleep.
Yes, yes.
If she doesn't, you know, absolutely have to. But I don't think she really has any place to, anyone to give the dog to.
Yes.
So she's kind of in a quandary as to what to do, what would be best for her new little animals, which she'd like to get.
Yes. Now, there are some facilities in communities where animals like this can be sort of put in a farm rescue-type environment so
okay.
they can spend out their remaining days in dignity. But I agree with you. I think this would be a very volatile, treacherous combination of a wolf cross with a new dog.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give her the information that you gave me, and I appreciate that.
Great. Thanks
so
much,
Loretta. You know, Loretta, one other thing that's, you know, I think interesting, I can't second Dr. Cregan's concerns more, and also the concern about, you know, actually working with the veterinarian that knows this dog best. I mean, both of us, all three of us, right, we're just kind of speculating on what we know about the breed and what you've seen. And I would, like Dr. Cregan said, I would in no way encourage the kind of scenario that we're talking about. But sometimes you can be surprised. Sometimes if you're talking about a dog of the opposite sex, things often will work much better. I don't know what this wolf mix, is it a male or a female?
I think it's a girl. It's a female.
That whole element, and then if you're dealing with a male dog and possibility of neutering the dog. But again, neither one of us on the air would trust any of those strategies. But at the same time, there may be a variety of options. We're just throwing out some possibilities, not trying to say we've got the final word here.
Yeah.
But I think just gives you some more to think about, and really bring the veterinarian into the dialogue.
Yeah.
And I think you're asking the right questions, and that's how you'll get the right answers.
Well, could I mention something else? This individual is also disabled. She has a very, very bad back, and she's in pain a lot of the time.
Mm.
But it seems no matter how much pain she's in, she still gets up and makes sure those dogs get out and they come in. And she does probably a lot more than many people would under the same circumstances.
Yes. Britta, this is exactly what we talked about, that the animals give that person meaning and purpose in life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
thank you
so very much.
Thanks,
Loretta.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Dr. Cregan, we really need to bring some highlighting points into the dialogue. We've had a number of interesting calls and comments. And you shared with me, when we were off the air, a comment by Mark Twain. Why don't you share that with our listeners and tell them why you thought that was so significant?
Mark Twain, obviously our listeners know, was one of the most prominent American journalists and writers. And he made this statement. He said, in 5 years, we will have regrets and remorse for the things that we did not do rather than what we did do. And none of us want to have regrets over missed opportunities, and indeed we each have an opportunity to bring a little creature into our lives to help that creature, but equally importantly, to help ourselves.
Now, you say help, you know, the creature. Is there really a need for people to open their hearts and their homes to animals? Are there animals that are homeless and that have a very bleak future ahead of them in our country?
David, 6 years ago, it was 40 below zero in Minnesota, waist-deep snow, and my wife and I received a call from the local shelter saying that they had an unadoptable animal.
Huh.
So we bundle ourselves up, we go to the shelter, and up looks at us, the most lovable little creature, and when he came to us, it was obvious he only had 3 legs.
Huh.
Out comes the checkbook. He's part of our family, and never had we such love and compassion for an animal. So did we rescue him? Maybe. But he really rescued us.
I mean, this is a theme that keeps coming out over and over again as we talk about people calling in about their experiences as you share your own personal experience. We've actually got someone who's passed a word along to us, Dr. Cregan, from their local area, and they're saying here that in their part of the country, their veterinarian says that homeless animals outnumber people. Now, I don't know whether that's homeless people or people in general, but they're saying homeless animals outnumber people 10 to 1 in their county.
Wow.
Well, that must be a rural county, I'm assuming.
Yes. And what an opportunity for us to make the world a little bit better for some of those animals, but also for ourselves.
Now, you mentioned earlier in the program, for those who wanted to get more information about this subject, you mentioned a couple of helpful Internet resources. Why don't you share that again, please, with our listeners?
Let me just offer two, David, for the sake of time. One is www.mayoclinic.com, and in a search function, simply put Pets and Health, and the other would be www.google.com, simply put in Pets and Health, and you can spend the next month scrolling through fascinating information.
Now, Dr. Cregan, one of the things I heard you saying during the course of our hour together was that if you've been closed to the possibility of bringing a companion animal into your life, you should think twice. Was I hearing you right?
Yes. Be open to possibilities, because we never know what joy and peace and serenity that little creature may bring to us.
If someone today is still kind of on the fence, they're saying, well, you know, I'm dealing with some major health issues. They've heard you say we shouldn't talk anyone into having a pet if they're uncomfortable doing that. And they say, you know, I really miss that dog or that cat I used to have. Is there something that can help a person know whether they should cross that line? I mean, if they've got reservations about how good a caregiver they can be, what do you do to try to help someone process the pros and cons of bringing a pet into their life at a difficult time in their experience?
David, the best catalyst is to bounce this off of a friend, an advisor, a counselor, a family member, someone who knows you, someone who may be able to look into your eyes and see that hole in the soul, a void that can only be filled by another creature.
That is Dr. Edward Cregan of the Mayo Clinic, oncologist at that fine medical center. Hopefully you've picked up from Dr. Cregan some further encouragement about the potential benefits of companion animals in your own life. And hopefully you've also caught a very important message that we've been trying to cultivate in the summer of 2012. We've been running these re-aired programs, these remastered programs, from when American Indian Living was a live call-in talk show. We've been doing that for a simple reason. We want you to recapture, really, in your own mind, the value of interacting with us on this show. With that in mind, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. You can call in your questions, give us your comments, because we want to address the concerns that you have on future editions of American Indian Living. For those of you that prefer the email opportunities, you've heard our email address on this show over the last number of years. We continue to give it out, but it's simply AmericanIndianLiving@lifetalk.net. That's AmericanIndianLiving@lifetalk.net. So regardless of how you want to communicate your questions and concerns, we do want to hear from you. I'm Dr. David DeRose, wishing you the very best of health.
This is Life Talk Radio.